Masechet Shabbos, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Hentel, Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Beis. We learned in the previous Mishnah that the status of the sea, and really any large pool of water or a river, is considered to be a karmelis. It hasn't got sufficient walls which are near enough to each other or steep enough to be considered a Rishus HaYochid, and it's not considered to be public enough or similar enough to a large public street for it to be considered a Rishus HaRabim, and it is therefore considered to be a karmelis. Now, a few consequences of that are as follows. Hazorik Menayom Le'Abosha, when we throw something from the sea onto dry land, so that's from a karmelis into a Rishus HaRabim, or from the dry land into the sea, from a Shurabim into a Karmelis, or if it's from the sea into a ship, so that would be a Karmelis into a Rishus HaYochid. We're referring to a situation where the ship has the necessary dimensions to be considered a Rishus HaYochid, so it's at least 4x4 Tfochim, with a height of at least 10 tefachim, or if it's the opposite of an asfino layom, if you throw something from the ship, which is a private domain, into the sea, which is a karmelis, and finally, if he throws minasfino lachavreto from one ship to another ship, over the sea in between them, so that's passing from a shayochid over a karmelis into another shayochid. So in all these cases, since a karmelis is involved, and no act of taking something from a shayochid into a shasarabim, or vice versa, was involved, Potter, he is exempt, because although this is all forbidden midrabbanon, it is totally okay midaraisa, and therefore you are exempt. Continues the Mishnah, the halacha is that if there are two different Rishuyos HaYochid, two different private domains, each one owned by a different person, midrabbanon, at least in general, one is not allowed to carry from one into the other, unless they make an Eruv Chatzeres together, a type of Eruv which makes it considered all one domain. Those halachas are discussed more in detail in the next Masech, the Masech's Eruvin. But be it as it may, there is one condition attached, and that is that the two Rishuyos HaYochid have to be right next to each other, or at least they have to be connected by another Rishus HaYochid, which would be part of the Eruv Chatzeres. But if there is a different Rishus in between them, then they cannot make an Eruv Chatzeres, and therefore Midrabbanan will be forbidden to carry from one of those private domains to the other. So the Mishnah says, Safinos Keshure Zobazoi. If there are two ships owned by two different people, and they are tied to each other, so that means they're right next to each other, and the sea does not interact between them at all. So that means this condition is fulfilled, and as long as they make an Eruv Chatzeres between them, Metaltlim Zobazoi, they can carry from one to the other on Shabbos. However, in Einon Keshures, if they are not tied together, then Afal Pishem Ukofes, even if they are next to each other, since there is bound to be some sea in between them, and they are not literally touching each other, then Eimetaltim Zonazoi, one may not carry from one to the other, and an Erev Chatzeres would not help, since the two ships are not next to each other, as we explained.